Today we are reading the section of the Psalm 119 known as Zadai. The section runs from verse 137 through to the 144th verse. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The letter which prefixes this section of the Psalm 119 is Zadai, and as with all of the Hebrew characters, there is a significance in the very shape of the letter. The letter Zadai is connected with a Hebrew word that means to cut. And some people look at the Hebrew letter Zadai, the shape of the letter, and they see a scythe. And certainly there is the connection between cutting, scything. What has this got to do with the Psalm 119 and the Word of God? Because this psalm is all about God's Word, God's truth. Whenever we think of the word to cut in the Hebrew language, we think of a covenant. In fact, one of the Hebrew words for covenant literally means to cut. When people entered into a covenant or an agreement in ancient Jewish civilization, they talked about cutting the covenant. And the idea was that when two parties entered into a contract, they would sacrifice animals, and they would cut the animals in half, and they would walk through the midst of the animals. And the fact that they had entered into such a covenant bound with blood, well, it made the transaction all the more solemn. This section of the Psalm 119 talks quite a bit about the faithfulness of God. It speaks of the Word of God that endures, the Word of God that is preserved, the Word of God that will never be broken. God honours His Word, He keeps His Word, because God is a God of the covenant. And this is evident as we look at this section. For example, in the verse 138, David said, in the verse 138, the writer said, Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. In verse 140, thy word is very pure. And verse 142 says, Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. The psalmist was filled with this conviction that God's word was true, that he could trust the word of God. Whenever someone enters into a binding covenant with you, you trust the covenant. You trust the contract because they have signed their name. And of course, there is recompense if they break the contract because they have signed their name. The word of God is true. The word of God is true. When God makes a covenant, when God cuts a covenant, he's not going to break his word. And this is true in all kinds of ways. He is a God who answers prayer. When we come to him, he hears us. He perhaps doesn't answer it in the way and in the time that we would like him to answer it. But still, he's a God who listens when we seek him. He knows what is good for us. He answers our prayer in relation to our souls. The Apostle Peter, in the day of Pentecost, he said, Whosoever shall call the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was a promise that was extended to thousands of people, that if you ask the Lord to save you, he will save you. And today, if you ask the Lord to save you, he will save you. I would ask you to do that. If you don't know the Lord is your Savior, you take God at his word. You come to him, and you can come directly to him through Jesus Christ, where you're at. You don't need to be in a religious service. You don't need to be in a church building. All you have to do is seek God where you are. He will listen to you. And when you ask him, he will save you. When you ask him for forgiveness, He will save you, not because I say so, or anyone else for that matter, but because the Bible says so. I love the words of that hymn that the children sing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And whenever we come to know the Lord, God will keep us. God will preserve us. In John chapter 10, our Saviour said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." We receive eternal life, and we are held in the very hand of Christ himself. And he said, "No man will pluck them out of my hand." Kept by the very power of God himself. See, God's word is true. Whenever we think of a covenant being cut, we think of adversity, because we have there the concept of sacrifice. There's blood shedding. There's adversity. There's trouble in order that the covenant might be made. And this is significant when we think of what the psalmist said about God's word in the verse 140. "Thy word is very pure," the purity of God's word. And how does a precious metal become pure? It is refined. It goes through the fire. Gold, silver has to be refined. The impurities have to be burnt off in order that the metal might become all the more precious. And the more the metal is exposed to the fire, the purer it becomes. It is not destroyed, it is improved. The word of God has been put through the fire, it has been put through the melting pot. Many have tried to destroy it. It has been the most banned book in the history of the world. Even today, in countries across the world, there are believers who do not have the freedom to purchase a Bible as we do in this country, and that seems incredible. But it is so. But still, God's word has been preserved through the centuries. Written in three major languages, Hebrew, Greek, and a little of Aramaic. Many different dialects, translated into numerous languages across the world. And yet the word of God is still with us today, because God has preserved his word. An ancient manuscript that has passed to us through the mist of time. God's word is pure. It is a preserved word, and we are privileged to have the Bible. You take time and read your Bible and think about what it says. It is the most precious book that ever was given, the precious word of God. But whenever I think of being preserved through the fire, I think of our lives as well, because Peter talked about the trial of our faith. Those who are Christians, their faith is tried. Our faith is tried by sickness, by bereavement, by trouble. Some Christians today, their faith is being tried across the world by persecution. But God is with his people in the fire and through the adversity. And if you're in trouble today and you're a Christian, you take heart, because God has allowed that trouble to happen. He has planned it out, and he's doing it for your benefit. And whenever our children are chastened, they do not like it at the time, yet it's for their good. And God at times takes us through the fire that we might be preserved, that we might be purified, that we might be prepared for heaven. Ah yes, God never breaks his word, and God sometimes fulfills his word through difficult and perplexing times. Whenever I think of this covenant being cut, however, and the shedding of the blood, I think of Christ, because the covenant that God made, he didn't make with man, he made with Christ for us. And in order that Christ might enter into that covenant with God for our salvation, he had to seal it with the shedding of his blood. And there in the verse 139, the psalmist said, "My zeal hath consumed me." He was consumed by his zeal. His zeal, his love for God's word consumed him. And there I see the Lord Jesus Christ. He was zealous. He came down from heaven. He took a human form. He was zealous for his Father, zealous for the law of God. He lived a perfect life, but he was zealous with love for us. And he loved us so much that he faced that cross, and he took the penalty that was ours. He died in our place. What manner of love this was? Did anyone ever love you so much that that person laid down their life for you? Jesus didn't risk all. He gave all on the cross, consumed by his zeal, and he shed that precious blood in order that we might know God. Is it any wonder this man who wrote the psalm, he said, "Thy servant loveth it. Thy servant loveth the word of God." He had such a vision of God's word that he loved the word of God. Do you love the word of God? If you do not know the Lord as your Savior, you come to the hill of the cross. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. You find peace in the Savior because there is a God who is faithful to his word. The Bible is a book that we can absolutely trust because God is a trustworthy being. I thank you so much for listening.